good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. You sound wound up today. I like that.
Yeah, do?
You sound wound up and ready to go. I think I'll just sit back and take a nap and let you take over.
Well, you know what? You've been wanting to take a nap all day long, so there you go.
Well, just like I said, the sun's coming through my window on my right-hand side of my back, and it feels so good. But anyway, we'll get through it. I'll stay awake somehow.
All righty. All right, gold today. Didn't stay awake too much, but not bad. I mean, you know, we get disappointed when we have pullbacks in both the metals. And, you know, we did again today for gold, down 460. Did try. We had a high of $1,843. But right now we're down $1,833. Silver was up 11 pennies at $2,709. So good day for silver. Platinum was up $6 at $1,106. And palladium was up 35 at $2,351. The USDX today was 91.14, up 9. Crude oil. I know you're going to talk about oil and gasoline going worthless, but here we have oil up $1.02 at 55.78. And we're a little early for the paper markets, but let's see. 10-year yield is beginning to continue to inch up. 1.13%. Euro was 120. That was down 0.01. I hadn't mentioned the euro for a while. And London was the only market overseas that was down. Japan was up 1. And Germany was up almost 1%. And we can go ahead and give the Dow. 30,723, up 35. I mean, it was up 35 when I woke up this morning at 5:30, the futures, and it's still there. So it didn't move much throughout the day. The NASDAQ was down 2 at 13,610. The S&P was up 3, 3,830. And that's, you know, it's just a weird world anymore, Butch.
It is.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, nothing is still making sense. Nothing. Markets are doing pretty well. Gold and silver is hovering about the same. It doesn't seem like a whole lot is making sense. Silver took a huge increase, and now it's kind of slowed down and backed off a little bit. But that's okay. It's still up from $15 this time last year.
Absolutely. I mean the metals are doing fine. I mean, they're going to continue to do fine. And we can have some pullbacks, you know, depending on what goes on, depending on how strong that dollar, they're going to push it. But we know ultimately, we know government wants a weaker dollar. It's better for trade. But in order for people to get to buy the debt, they need a stronger dollar. So that's the balance.
Catch 22, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And ultimately, though.
Go ahead.
Ultimately, though, they do need the lower dollar over more than they need someone buying their debt, I think. So,
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with the new policies coming out. And they haven't been in office a month yet. And there's a lot of things coming down the pike that I'm afraid is going to hurt a lot of people. We're going to discuss one in a minute with family farms. Now, this is a huge, huge hit on family farms. But Bobby, what's the Silver Eagle going for today?
Well, you know, I've seen them online. I'm not selling them. My buyer, he's told me that today, he says, you know, he says, I almost bought some. He says, this is wholesale premium, not what I would sell them for. This is wholesale premium, $8 over. He says, but delivery.
Wow.
He said delivery was questionable. He says they didn't know when they'd be delivering. This is from the mint. And he said, so he didn't pull the trigger. And I said, I'm glad you didn't, you know, because, you know, if and that's why you have dealers charging $13, $14, $15 for Silver Eagles online. It's only costing them $8. That's how much they're charging.
So you're $35 to $40 roughly then.
Over 40.
My gosh. That's a ripoff. Boy, I tell you what, you're an honest lady. I say that. That's a ripoff. My gosh.
I mean, they're selling peace dollars that I've been selling for almost $50. $44. I've been selling mine for $39. You know?
Folks, if you listen to this and you're not calling me LD, I know what you're thinking. I really don't. That's phenomenal. I mean, they're almost doubling the you said $27, what you said roughly, what the market was today.
Spots, so $27,
So they're going over $40. That's huge. That is absolutely a ripoff.
For a box of Silver Eagles 2021, you have Atmex selling them for $40.10 a coin.
My goodness. That is unbelievable.
So they're making $5 a coin. This is a Silver Eagle. And they're making $5 a coin.
Well,
so
all I
mean,
can
it's,
say is maybe things will settle back down a little bit after, you know, after a while. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, of course it will. Always does. Always
so
does.
So, folks, don't panic. Don't panic buy. Don't do that. It's happened before. Melody's told you about this before. The premiums went through the roof. It slowed down a bit, and the prices got better. The price of silver has went up over 50% a year. Hang on. Buy when it does come back down normal again, because it's going to go up more next year or the rest of this year. It's not going to keep going. It's not going to back up towards $15. I really don't see that happen. Do you, Melody?
No, but you never know in markets. It could. I mean, you just never know. Highly possible, not probable. How's that?
Okay. Gotcha.
Possible, but not probable. But let me give you some other prices here that they're charging. I wanted to look up what they, on Silver Eagles, it's true, that was $40, but that was for a box of 500. So for the little guy who's looking to buy 100, he's probably charging you 41 or 42. So Gold Eagles. Let me get to their gold and see what they're selling for their American Gold Eagles. 2021s are $19.92, and spot is $18.42. So they're charging $150 over spot.
Goodness, that's a problem.
Friday they were $75 over spot. So I don't have a problem if you know somebody has the product and you know, but it comes to the point to where do you stop gouging? I mean, when does gouging start? Yes, if they have the product and they have the sell and they want to charge a little bit more, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. I choose not to. That's my choice. That's okay too. But Butch, when does it become gouging? When do you cross that line?
Well, obviously some of them have. I mean, obviously they have. Yeah, I can understand making another dollar. Yeah, it's a hot product. $2 it may be increase, but not $10 increase or more. That is absolutely, that's almost like stealing. But I guess some people have no conscience. All the dealers aren't like you, Melody.
And the sad thing is, they play with delivery. They capture these prices, and the only thing that you can do to change them is you don't buy from them. You don't buy. You don't pay their silly prices.
Well, I get notices in the mail all the time about these things. I get, you know, well, boy, now's the time to buy coins and look at them, look at the price. In fact, this is what Melly's talking about. She's what she said on the program. It's $40-some for a Silver Eagle. You know, I mean, they're not tricking me. But their advertisements look so slick and so appealing, I can understand why people fall for it.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
So anyway, give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. What's next?
Okay, this is a little bit lengthy, but I think it's important we share it because this – It's going to hurt a lot of people. Apparently, the Biden administration is coming after the farms. And folks, that means food control. Please keep that in mind. If the family farms are gone, the mega farms will take over, and that will be food control. Melody, I package seeds for another company here at the ministry. They pay the girls here sometimes and things are slow, package seeds for them. And it's getting hard to find seeds in bulk. Now you can find a packet, you know what I'm saying, no packet in that, but you want to buy some in bulk, it's getting very hard to do, and the prices are going up. Matter of fact, it's getting so hard to do now that some of the companies I dealt with won't even return my phone call anymore because they can't find them. So, folks, this is food control. I'm telling you, if you can find some seeds, even in small amounts, get them while you can, because I think you're going to find a scarcity of seeds and soon a scarcity of food. America's family-owned farms now face the greatest threat to their existence. George Washington said this, "The great search of human hearts is my witness that I have no wish which aspires beyond the humble and happy lot of living and dying a private citizen on my farm, my own farm." And folks, that's been the dream of many, many hundreds of thousands of people in this country for years, to own a farm. The article's going to say, I don't care who you voted for or your thoughts on the election. Joe Biden is the president, and as much as a try to stay out of politics, his proposed tax plan is now the greatest threat to destroy family-owned farms and ranches that America has ever seen. According to Farm Progress magazine, Biden has two features in his estate tax plan, and one is unfortunate, but the other one is disastrous for farmers. Land rich, cash poor. Over the last 20 years, agriculture land prices have skyrocketed. In my neighborhood, southwest Iowa, farm ground has gone from $900 an acre in the 90s to well over $7,000 an acre now. Farms that were a few hundred thousand dollars 25 years ago are now worth millions. So farmers have found themselves in a huge, unique position. If they own the land they work on, they can keep working for an unstable living that is always dependent on the weather and markets, or they can sell out and become multimillionaires. For most people, this seems like it will be an easy decision. For most farmers, they don't think twice about it. They stay and keep working. So why do they keep it? A big reason for keeping the farm has always been to pass it on. And now that there are 5th, 6th, and 7th generation farmers and ranchers around, passing the farm down to the next generation becomes a sacred tradition. The end goal of a way of life's work. As Paul Harvey says at the end of his speech turned commercial, somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says he wants to spend his life doing what his dad does. So God made a farmer. Unfortunate and disastrous. The unfortunate part of Biden's proposed tax plan is the elimination of the stepped-up basis. The stepped-up basis has been used for all inheritance for generations. How it works is that when property is inherited, it doesn't matter what the dead person paid for it. The value is stepped up to what it's worth at the time of the death. This allows a person who's inheriting the property to show no gain in income from the inheritance. Biden's tax plan would remove the stepped-up basis. According to the Forbes article, Biden's tax increase on debt that no one is talking about, Biden's tax plan calls for carrying over an asset tax basis from the descendant to the next generation. No amount of estate tax exemption would help you because this is a big income tax increase. An income tax increase would destroy practically all small family-run farms because it would simply be too much to pay without selling out. Melanie, that is absolutely one of the most disgraceful things I've ever heard. That is absolutely one of the lowest moves than anyone I've ever heard do. And Biden, I guess, I'm sure he didn't make up this himself. He's backing it. But for someone to do this to people who have farmed the land for generations and steal it from them to an inheritance, that is really about the lowest thing I've heard in a long time.
So they're just reversing the death tax, or they're lowering the threshold.
That's this is that this history just the care of the asset tax basis from the descendant to the next generation. In other words, if the dad bought it for $100,000, it's now worth $1 million. They charge the children $1 million. They have to pay tax on $1 million. So most of them can't do that. They lose the farm. They either sell the property and pay off the tax, or they just whatever. But this is absolutely destroying the foundation. That's called property confiscation. That's another word for it. And I'm sure it's going to apply to people's homes soon, not just farms. I mean, this is going to destroy the farms. And the food culture that America has had for all, since it existed, we've ourselves basically for over 200 years. Now, I know it's fallen back a lot in the last several years. We now import a lot of food. But America was based on a family farm that fed the family and the neighbors and the country. And it's about over. And this will pass on sooner or later to the private home, the private citizens that don't just own homes. This will pass on to them. You paid $80,000 for your home, and it's worth $500,000. You die. Well, the children are going to pay that inheritance tax on the $500,000. This is what's happening in America today, as we sit by, buying guns by the millions, and watching these farmers lose their homes. This almost makes you want to cry.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is there was a report out where Biden has diverted $30 billion that was in aid Trump had left for the farmers to climate change without waiting for Congress. So Trump had left $30 billion to help the farmers that suffered from the trade war. So, but Biden is going to divert that. Biden plans to create a carbon bank to pay farmers for using sustainable farming practices to capture carbon soil. Are these people nuts? This is extremely dangerous and will only put the smaller, and again, this is more pressure on the smaller family-owned farm. It's going to put them out of business. And they're doing everything and anything to make sure that it doesn't have to go to Congress, that nothing has to be paid. It's just another area, regulation, and he's going to kill the small farms. And Biden said he'll pay farmers to put their land into land banks. He wants to pay, again, the farmers for planting certain crops that would absorb carbon from the air. Yeah.
And about feeding the family, just absorb carbon. Don't worry about that. Nothing about feeding the people.
Yeah, forget about I mean, they're fruity.
They are fruity. But we're less than a month into this.
I know it. I know it.
I mean, that is scary. And, folks, I wasn't a Trump supporter. I truly wasn't. But Biden certainly is following what they want to do for a long time. They're taking down the average citizen. The middle class is going to be a disappearing factor in this break time.
It is. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. We will find you acting on.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch?
Yes, and I'll say this and move on to a different topic. I think this last article just read is one of the reasons, the biggest reason I've seen in a long time. People need to, if they have a place to plant a garden, stock up on seed. They don't, stock up storable food. There's going to be a war for food, folks. It's coming, and it's coming soon. I don't know how long it'll take for them to shut down these farms, but it's going to start hurting immediately. You better think about that.
What it's going to do, it's going to raise food prices.
Yes, it is.
Significantly.
Yes.
And it did start with President Trump, because he did already put into a program that allows food to be delivered to people that were getting food stamps. I don't know whatever happened to that program, but it was initiated in the Trump administration. And the next administration, or the one thereafter, it will be food, but it's going to be government food.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be told what you can eat, when you can eat, how much you can eat. And, you know, I saw an article earlier today. They were talking about conspiracy theories, and they were talking about how the right, the conservatives, since we're the only ones who have, conspiracy theories,
mm-hmm.
talking about how they're going to make the elite will be eating all the steak and the great food, and they'll be giving bugs to the commoners.
I saw that.
And that's what makes things so not so credible. You know, it makes us look like babbling idiots. But let's get to the real problem. The real problem is government does want to control our food. And they're not going to give us the best foods. Look what they've done to the Indian nation.
Yes.
Look how they destroyed their diets. They were a test run, probably. And so our food costs are going higher. And we'll be told, and, you know, they will distribute food because they already have the program in place. So.
Now, you'll not remember commodities.
What?
Are you old enough to remember commodities? I'm talking about back in the 50s, and I was just a little guy. But the government would give you a box of food. They called it government cheese. It was good cheese. I mean, they put that, maybe some other things in a box too, but I remember the cheese because it really was good cheese. They would give out a box of food. They didn't give out food stamps. They give out boxes of food. If you qualify for it, you go down to the local where you pick it up at, and that's where you get the food at. That's coming again.
Yeah,
on a much bigger scale.
Yes.
So, folks, it's not the first time it happened. The next time there's going to be a total takedown of the country. You either follow the rules or you don't eat. You get vaccinated or you don't eat. Turn in your guns or you don't eat. It's coming to that. You just wait and see. I'm not making this up. You wait and see. But stupid move on local governments. Local Kroger stores close as California hero pay ordinance backfires. Hero pay. This result certainly wasn't what local lawmakers intended, but it was actually quite predictable. A new hero pay mandate in Long Beach, California, has inadvertently cost some frontline grocery workers their jobs. Ralph's and Food for Less, in the store, both owned by the parent company Kroger, announced Monday that they will be closing 25% of their stores in Long Beach after the city council passed an ordinance requiring companies with over 300 employees nationwide to pay employees an extra $4 per hour, local News Fox outlet 11 reports. The two stores in the area will be shut down. A company spokesman directly cited the city's council ordinance mandating higher wages as the reason they are closing down. The irreparable harm that will come to employees and local citizens as a direct result of the city of Long Beach attempts to pick winners and losers is deeply unfortunate, the spokesman said. We are truly saddened that our associates and our customers will ultimately be the real victims of the city council's actions. Demand to pay $4 more dollars an hour. They just closed down the stores.
Wow.
What's wrong with that picture, Melody?
A lot. A lot.
I mean, businesses can't afford to do it. They just closed down. So that really helped a lot of people, didn't it? All
yeah,
those
sure
who
did.
Worked there, out of work, the people that had the store there to go to, or no longer had a store to go to. Oh, it's such a wonderful idea. Force them to pay more money. Oh. I had a guest on last night my program, Edwin Vieira. You may have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
I had him do a quick rundown on the history of money in this country. Well, actually, briefly the world, but the country. And how we got where we are. That was fascinating. A lot of things I did not know, he said, and I didn't know how it worked. But it's fascinating. They have played a chess game with our finances ever since, at least the middle 1800s or earlier. Andrew Jackson, of course, stopped him from, you know, bringing in a federal bank or whatever, and stopped that for a while, which did delay it some. But with each time, the bankers and the government would move in the direction of bringing forth more fiat currency, because fiat currency can be spent. You can spend all you want up. There's no accountability needed, because you're not backing anything. That's why they don't want gold and silver backing money, because they know they can't produce enough gold and silver to back it. So they just make paper. But that was a great broadcast, Mel. He did an excellent job. Of course, that was one of the things he specializes in college, was finances. And he worked with Ron Paul on some of these things that Ron Paul tried to get through. But a really interesting broadcast. So the money manipulation has turned into now asset forfeiture, farms and businesses, overstepping the bounds to tax businesses out of existence, which is demanding to pay more money, is a tax. So they force businesses out of business. They make more people lose their jobs, which makes people more dependent on the government to get their food, which means they got to follow more rules in order to get their food. Isn't this a clever scheme?
Certainly is.
So, anyway, any comments on that?
No, I mean, I think we pretty much said it all.
And now the U.S. Senate takes first steps toward massive stimulus. That's just what we need, folks. Another couple $1 trillion spent. No big deal. It's just paper. They print it. And they put a digit in your bank account. Maybe send you a check. I don't know. And everybody's so excited because they're going to get some more money. U.S. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, said Congress cannot dilute or dither or delay President Joe Biden's massive economic rescue plan. The U.S. Senate took a tentative step Tuesday towards pushing through a massive economic aid package proposed by President Joe Biden, but in bipartisanship bipartisanship was absent. Besides the $1,400 stimulus checks, Biden's proposal would pay for programs to help schools safely reopen, accelerate COVID-19 testing and vaccine distribution, financially support small businesses, extend unemployment and benefits through September, and increase food aid for those in the need. The Senate voted 50-49 in a straight party line decision to begin the budget reconciliation process. One Republican did not vote. So there you go. Another stimulus check, almost $2 trillion coming out. But that's not inflationary. It doesn't hurt a thing. It's all for a good. It won't change anything financially. After all, I mean, we're in debt now so far. Who really cares? So this is where we are. And unfortunately, most people love to have it so, because it's more money in their pocket. They can take that $1,400. They can do what they want to with it. And Mel, this still occur to me. Do they still pay tax on this? Is this considered income?
I don't think it is. I don't know.
I don't know if it is or not.
I know Dave had mentioned it once before, but I can't recall at the moment.
So
I'll ask them tomorrow.
Another $2 trillion or so coming down the pike, right, fresh off the mint, all right, I mean, fresh out of the print shop, or more likely, shot through on a computer somewhere and your checking account. No money changes hands, really. Not even much paper changes hands. It's all done with digits.
Well, I got my paper check sitting here on my desk.
I got mine, too.
I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I have a suggestion.
What?
If you don't want it. No, I'm just kidding. But
don't know what to do.
I don't know. There's no way we can turn this around. And the people as a whole are blind. We blindsided when this finally comes to a head. When the reset does come, it's going to come. Edwin discussed that some last night on reset. He said it's going to break the wealth of many people.
It's going
to destroy them. The elite will smell like a rose. But it's going to destroy most of the people in the world, not just here. So.
Sure it is.
Any more comments?
I mean, we've been down this road, and we take the sensible approach. We take the common sense approach when we're trying to figure all this out. And there's no high pies in the skies and, you know, side roads. It is what it is. This country is changing. And it's a fact. I don't like it. And I know most of you don't like it either. So what are you going to do about it? You have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. You have to plan for the future. And I said this morning on Beth Ann's program. You plan for the future. We all talk about, our kids are going to pay for it. Our grandkids are going to be paying. Well, plan for them. Protect them. And you can do that with gold and silver. And it's just a no-brainer how simple it is, because we have these issues coming our way. You know, I'm reading about the HR 127, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about where they're going to require psychological evaluations and so forth to be done by a licensed psychologist before you get your weapons registered and all this kind of stuff. It's coming. They're going to throw everything that they can against the wall and see what sticks. And so you have to prepare. Plan for the future. Plan for these changes, because they're coming. They've pretty much made the conservative right look like a bunch of Looney Tunes. Did they not?
They are. And they call them every name in the book. You know, if you're a Republican, yes, you're an automatic terrorist. And, you know, this is the new normal, folks.
Yeah.
Biden got in. Whether you want to call it fair or not, makes no noise. No choice. He's in. And the price has got to be paid.
And this has been going on for a long time. It's just that this administration. Go back to the first Bush. He's the first one who's uttered the New World Order. And before that, it happened. And you can just see
this
the transition.
Turn the valve on a little more.
Yep.
That's why he did.
You know, we were Obama going to Pennsylvania talking about the Bible thumpers and the gun-toting Bible thumpers. Then we're deplorables. Then we're something else. Now we're crazy lunatics, a conspiracy theorists. Good grief.
Well, it just keeps heading that direction. We see it happening.
I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist than evil.
You're right. I agree. Gasoline is becoming worthless. And we read that and think, wow, it ain't showing up here. But anyway, you still have to pay a couple bucks for a gallon of gas, more in California as always. But automakers are discovering that gas-powered cars may be a liability that detracts from their valuations instead of an asset that enhances values. New research from Morgan Stanley argues that traditional internal combustion engines, the mainstay of automobiles for more than a century, are destined to become money losers as early as 2030. Now, folks, we're talking about 9 years here. We believe the market may be ascribing zero or even negative value to ICE, internal combustion engines, derived revenues at GM and Ford. Auto analyst Adam Jonas wrote in January 29 analysis. He lists a variety of factors likely to transform what were once profit-generating assets into potentially loss-making and cash-burning businesses. In late January, General Motors said it plans to stop selling vehicles with tailpipe emissions by 2035. Let me repeat that. They plan to stop selling vehicles with tailpipe emissions by 2035, 14 years from now. That means GM won't sell any gas or diesel-powered vehicles, the types of cars that now account for nearly all GM sales and profit. That would require an all-electric fleet powered off the electrical grid, as with most current electrics, or perhaps through an onboard fuel cell powered by hydrogen. While most automakers are developing electric vehicles, GM is the first big one to commit to a full transition. That all sounds beautiful, but there's a hook in it somewhere. There really is.
Well, yeah, you have government converting all their vehicles to electric. So, yeah, it's fresh stimulus from the government. That's what it's all about, you know.
And I've read where it's going to cost more to charge a car than it would to fill up the tank.
Yeah.
Folks,
so they slam
me,
it on
us.
This is
not for our good. This is going to limit driving because of limit on the power grid. Do you see this? That's why they're trying to get people in sustainable communities, get them from living out in the suburbs, get them closer into the city so they can walk or take a bicycle to work. Hey, this is for real. It's happening right now in front of us. This isn't made up. I didn't make that story up. This is for real. I mean, that should concern all of us. It does me. Amazon will pay gig workers $61.7 million for stealing their tips. Amazon, Melody, stole the tips of workers. Man, they must be going broke. A Federal Trade Commission investigation found that Amazon baited drivers with promised earnings and then secretly sliced wages by pocketing tips. Amazon has agreed to pay $61.7 million to settle allegations that it stole its Amazon Flex drivers' tips over a two-and-a-half-year period, the Federal Trade Commission said on Tuesday. Today, the FTC is sanctioning Amazon.com for expanding its business in part by cheating its workers. FTC Commissioner Rohit Chopra wrote in a statement, Amazon stole nearly one-third of drivers' tips to pad its own bottom line. $61.7 million represents the total amount that Amazon allegedly withheld until it became aware of an investigation by the FTC in 2019. Amazon stealing tips.
What you now? Know, it used to be news like that would put companies out of business and someone to go to jail. Not in this world.
Nope.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, I want to share a story that, well, it's not a story. The people listening to my program already heard this. Then I want to read an article about the concerns this issue. A few days ago, I had a gentleman on my program by the name of Wayne Elliott. Super, super good guy out of Canada. And he knew a company, a guy named Jim Strauss. He owns Strauss, the company Strauss Products, the Strauss Heart Drop, Strauss Kidney, Strauss Kidney Helper, and all that. And the great, great, phenomenal natural supplements for your heart, your kidney, your bladder, whatever. But he lives in Canada. And he always went to Florida for a couple months in the winter, out of Canada. He told me that I was on the phone with him a couple days before that. I'm getting ready to head down south for a few months. He said, just call me. She'll be down there sometime tomorrow. Well, I hadn't talked to him a couple of days. When I talked to him a couple of days later, he said, I didn't get across the border. I said, really? What happened? He said, well, I went through the Canadian checkpoint, no problem. Got down to the U.S. checkpoint. They wanted to know what my business was coming into the United States. Was it essential or not? And it wasn't. He works mostly out of Canada. So they said, you can go on in. When you come back out, now this is a fact. You can check this out. This is unbelievable, but it's really a fact. When you come back to the United States, whether you fly in or drive in, anybody coming into Canada from anywhere else in the country or around the world, flies in or drives in as of this past Monday, when you come back in the country, you got to have a COVID test. Now, it takes 3 days to get that test result back. For those 3 days, you're put up, now I'm telling you the God's truth, Melody, you're put up in a guarded hotel, which is called, in my mind, a detention center. It costs you $2,000 per day, per person, to be locked up, plus food, for those 3 days. So if you're by yourself, it'll be $6,000 if we get out of there. Then you got to go home and quarantine 14 days. If you test them back positive, you have to stay in that motel another 11 days at a cost of $2,000 a day, plus food, per person, then you can go home. Now, that's right now in Canada. This next article would tell you a little more of what I'm saying. But we come to the point now that if the people live in Canada, come in from anywhere outside the country, they are put up for 3 days. No one knows where they're put. It's undisclosed locations until they're given a green light to go home at a cost of $2,000 a day per person. Now, if you don't, and folks, don't just shrug your shoulders, because I promise you, it's coming to America too. The detention centers are—I call them detention. They're not putting up prisons. They'll be guarded facilities in this country. And this coming Monday night, Dr. Sherry Timpin will be on, sharing information on where some of these are located. So you don't want to miss that. But anyway, Red Deer, Canada, mother in tears as son taken to undisclosed isolation center. A Red Deer mom has told her anguish while watching her son being detained at a Calgary airport, loaded into a van, and taken to an undisclosed isolation center. Rebecca McDonald was at the airport late Saturday night, hoping to welcome her son, Ethan, back to Calgary from Arizona. McDonald hadn't seen her son in 2 years. But the joy soon turned to tears when her son was taken into custody for having what the Canadian federal government considers a wrong COVID-19 test. They're saying it's not accurate, and they are wanting to take him to a quarantine facility. They won't let me talk to him. They won't let me see him. They won't let me come and talk. They won't come and talk to me. The Border Patrol Services say that they have nothing to do with it. They won't tell me who has to do with it, said McDonald in a social media video as he walked through the airport concourse. They won't tell me who's picking him up. They won't tell me where he's going. They won't tell me anything. They say he doesn't have a choice, that it's the law. They say I don't have the right to talk to him. They're taking him against my will and his will, and I'm not okay with it. I don't know what to do about it, and I don't know where I'm supposed to find him. I'm freaking out, said McDonald, dissolving into tears. In a bid to level off the number of COVID-19 cases being brought in by returning travelers, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday that upon arrival back in Canada, to an isolation facility and given another coronavirus test. There you go. A detention center for at least 3 days at $2,000 a day plus your food. This is Canada. Soon, it could be the world. And I said this at least 10 years ago or longer in one of our Bible studies, because I see it coming scripturally, that soon you're going to have to show a passport to cross state lines. It's coming, people. A passport will have your records of your vaccinations. If you don't have the right ones, you won't go. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Melody, did you ever think you see a day, even in Canada, where this could happen to people flying back home to be detained like this in a guarded facility and tested and charged to be there?
No, that just kind of shocks me. You know, it truly does.
That's happening right now, just north of us. You know, we can be in Canada. If I don't know how long it takes to get from where you are, but it doesn't take a whole long time for us to get up for 7 or 8 hours, maybe, or 9 from where I live. But so we're not talking about around the world, across the sea. We're talking about just in North America. And Wayne was really, you know, it bothered him, of course. So he had to go back home and had to stay home 14 days. The only reason he didn't have to stop and be tested because he didn't come on across into the America. He turned around back home like he was told to. That used to be an open border. People travel back and forth with very little trouble and get to spend time with family both, you know, in Canada and America. That's now changed, folks. All because of a virus that is real, but hyped up greatly, and it's been used to enslave the world. Any comments, Melody?
Nope. I agree.
And we wonder what's going to happen when the food supply starts drying up. And you can't travel. You can't leave the country. Maybe we'll be across state lines. What are you going to do? How are you going to feed yourself? How are you going to pay your rent, your mortgage? How are you going to pay your power bill, your car payment? Oh, we'll get a bailout. Yeah, that'll fix it. Yes, sir, that'll fix it. Eurozone downturn deepened in January as lockdowns hit services. Here we go again. The Eurozone economic downturn deepened in January as renewed restrictions to quell the spread of coronavirus hit the bloc's dominant service industry hard, offsetting robust performance by manufacturers, a survey showed on Wednesday. Coronavirus cases have been soaring again, and governments across the continent have renewed their tough lockdown measures, clamping down on public life and forcing hospitality and entertainment venues to close their doors. My. I just talked to a lady today, Billy, just today. I won't mention any names or anything, of course, but there's a business not too far from where I am. And she had a health inspector come in a couple months ago, and none of her staff wear a mask. Well, she doesn't make them. They can if they want to. They don't have to. She doesn't. And the health inspector didn't like it too well. She said, I have a business to run here. I'm not interested in playing your games. You all do what you got to do. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm not closing. I'm going to stay open. I'm going to run my business. And that person, that individual, never did come back. I don't know what that meant, but they just said, okay, that's not worth the fight or whatever. But this lady has stood her ground. And I thought, man, she's got more courage than most men I know. She said, I have to pay the bills here. If I shut down again, I'll be out of business. Now, that took some courage. God bless her heart, she stood up to them. They may still take her down, but at least they know they have one person that's going to bow down and kiss their feet. That's good, isn't it?
It certainly is. And kudos to all the business. Kudos to all the businesses who, you know, have, you know, stayed open and done what they had to do to comply and so forth and whatnot. So, you know, kudos to all of them.
They have to eat.
Yep.
People have got to eat.
Yep.
I mean, in California, they put Kroger stores out of business. I mean, what is? Oh, now don't calm down, bitch. Calm down. All right, you're all right. Go ahead, Melody. I'll let you say something before I blow up.
No, I'm waiting for you to blow up.
That will be pretty. Japan's service sector slump deepens as COVID-19 emergency hits businesses. This is worldwide. Japan's service sector shrank at the fastest pace in 5 months in January as a heavy blow to demand from a resurgence in corona infections as a state of emergency in parts of the country greatly hurt new business orders. The gloomy greetings come as Prime Minister, that's a good name, Yoshihide Suga, extended a state of emergency in Tokyo and 9 other areas until March 7th on Tuesday as policymakers sought to end the COVID-19 crisis and take pressure off the nation's medical system. Folks, this is worldwide. They're conquering the world with a virus. The flu is this. I read this article. This is for real. The flu, they say, has almost disappeared from the face of the earth. I guess the flu has disappeared. Now that in itself is remarkable. A flu virus disappeared. COVID took over. Wow. COVID cured the flu. And according to the statistics, fewer people, even if you believe the numbers that died, which I don't, fewer people have died with COVID than did with the seasonal flu. But they're shutting down the world with it. And nations are getting a little bit upset because things are starting to crumble for them financially. When nations start hurting financially, they start looking at ways to extend their wealth. And it generally leads to war. Linda Melody.
It does.
And that's America too, folks. We went a lot of wars to extend our financial basis. We're still in Afghanistan doing the same thing. B-1 bombers are deploying to Norway for the first time with an eye on nearby Russia and the Arctic. The deployment is part of the Air Force's new focus on the Arctic and will position the bombers near Russia's sprawling naval bases. The Air Force is preparing to deploy bombers to Norway for the first time. A detachment of B-1Bs, accompanied by more than 200 personnel, is set to arrive in the country's Orland, Maine air station in the near future as the U.S. military intensifies its focus on strategically important Arctic region. U.S. European Command announced today that an advanced team was about to head to Orland ahead of the B-1Bs touching down, but did not say specifically when the bombers would arrive. There are reports that the aircraft could make their way across the Atlantic later this week, but the first airmen have already arrived in the country. The aircraft and airmen assigned to the bomber task force will all come from the 7th Bomb Wing at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. There you go. Another military move, like a checker game, or checkmate, to head off another, threat from Russia in the Arctic? Comments, Melody?
Nope. You're good. You're on it today.
All right. Thank you. Every U.S. state will see below freezing temperatures over the next week.
How about that?
It's about to get so cold that boiling water will flash freeze. Frostbite could occur within 30 minutes, and it will become a shock to the system for even those who are used to the toughest winters. The coldest air of the season will be diving south, not leaving anyone out. Every single state in the U.S., including Hawaii, will reach below freezing temperatures on Monday morning. This includes 86% of the country, and 235 million people, and one blast of Arctic area is responsible for much of that. So, putting the log on the fire and get ready, because here she comes. It is wintertime, and that's all I can say.
But you know what's interesting, though? Those are nighttime temperatures. I mean, our day, that's supposed to be Monday morning.
Monday morning, yes.
Yeah, yes. So we're 28, but, you know, that's coming off a day of 50 and heading into a day of 45. So it's the nighttime temperatures that are.
But Hawaii, think about that.
Yeah. Florida.
No. Yeah, Florida.
I talked to Bob Chapman's daughter, texted me today, and she says they're 35 degrees in Florida. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it is what it is, and I guess this global warming is killing us.
Yep.
You know, it's getting so hot out there, I can't stand it. I'll start planting palm trees. Got time for one more article, Hank. Federal mask cops to start targeting travelers today. Cue the federal mask cops. Americans are now required to wear a mask in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats and transportation hubs per a new order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that took effect Monday, or today. Masks must be of a style approved by the federal government and must be fit properly. Failure to comply will result in being prohibited from traveling, booted from the transit, and potential criminal penalties. The order will be enforced by Transportation Security Administration agents and other federal authorities, as well as state and local officials. To the extent permitted by law, federal agencies are required to implement additional measures enforcing the provisions of this order, the CDC says. CDC reserves a right to enforce tough criminal penalties, the agency adds, though it claims not to intend to rely primarily on criminal penalties. The feds also may also implement additional civil measures for enforcing the provisions of the order, which is not the rule within the meaning of the ministry anyway. So what they're going to do is crack down if you're traveling, folks. You go to Canada, you're going to be detained if you're a Canadian citizen. In America, you don't travel without a mask. They will crack it down. They will punish you if you don't wear a mask to get in a carpool or anything else. This is what this nation and the world's turned into on our watch. You think whatever you want to think. It is what it is. It's happening. It's going on. We can all play games, pretend like it isn't happening because Super Bowl's coming up, and who cares? It is happening. It's happening.
You know what, there was a report, this federal government is opening the first mass COVID vaccination sites in California. There's going to be two of them, one at the Oakland Coliseum where the baseball team plays, and the other is going to be on the campus of California State University. I mean, that alone, bypassing the states, getting in there and doing their own. I mean,
it's here. It's here.
Yeah.
And Denmark is going to require digital passports with your vaccine records on it.
Yep.
There you go.
We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.